Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hey love, how is your week going? I don't know about where you live, but here in Kansas, it's in the 50s and 60s, and I could not be happier. I absolutely love this weather. I can't believe just a few short weeks ago, it was negative 10 degrees here, and my pipes were frozen. That is definitely a memory that I don't want to think about. Well, I thought it might be helpful today to share some of my go-to keto foods at Costco. Besides ordering my meat from ButcherBox, I get the majority of the rest of my groceries at Costco. Now, before I jump in, I just want to share some of the reasons that I personally choose Costco. For one, I feel I get more for my money, much larger portions than the grocery stores, and often it's still less expensive. It also saves time going to one store versus many. I also believe they have very high quality products. And they have a lot of organic options. I know these days it's really important with all the pesticides and herbicides out there. Well, why don't I go ahead and take you on a journey with me on my route through Costco? Okay, so normally my first stop is to pick up a bag of avocados. So there are normally 6 in a bag, and right now they are only $3.99 for the entire bag. The price does fluctuate, so sometimes it's between $3.99 and about $6.99, but it's still usually the best deal that I've found anywhere else. But I'll use avocados in smoothies, burrito bowls, on hamburgers, in salads. And a lot of times at this price point, I'll actually stock up and I'll cut the avocado out, chop it up, and then put it in the freezer so that I can pull it out when I'm ready to make a smoothie. So next up is the refrigerated section with all of the other fruits and veggies that need to be kept cold. So I normally first grab a big bag of Brussels sprouts. And so these are organic and they usually range from about $5.99 to $7.99. But I love using these as a side and sauteing them in butter and olive oil. And they also work really well in soups. Next, I grab a bag of asparagus. Now, these are huge asparagus stalks, not those wimpy ones you sometimes see. And they too range from about $5.99 to $7.99 and are also organic. I use asparagus in stir fries and with eggs a lot. My grandma fixed eggs and asparagus a lot as a kid, especially in the summer, so it really brings back such great childhood memories. And I don't know if you experience this, but I just feel so clean and just refreshed after eating asparagus. Okay, so the next thing I normally grab in this section is a huge bag of super greens. And again, this is a much larger bag than grocery store, probably double the size, and it's usually only about $5. But I'll use the super greens in my smoothies for the most part, and also in salads. Now, I'll also sometimes grab a bag of cauliflower if it looks decent, but at times I feel there are a lot of brown chunks in there, so I avoid them if I see that. I'll also grab celery at times, and then in the summer, sometimes I'll grab some cucumbers. So then I'm off to my next area. And as I'm coming out of that refrigerated section, I breeze right by all those yummy looking muffins and pies, as well as the meat section. As you know, I personally use ButcherBox for my meat. And I know I mention it quite a bit, but if you'd like to try it for yourself, I'll make sure to include my code in there for you in the show notes, and you'll be able to save $15 off your first order. Okay, so next up, I stop and get some Kerrygold butter. I absolutely love this stuff. It comes with 4 huge blocks of grass-fed butter, and it usually ranges from about $12 to $14. Now, I know this is a little bit more expensive than regular butter, but I just don't believe you can beat the quality. And this usually lasts me about 2 months, if not more. Next, I'll usually grab some organic eggs. So they come in a 24-pack of brown, cage-free eggs, and they usually range from about $6 to $8. Okay, so next I normally go to the water section and I buy alkaline water, and it's the Kirkland brand, but it comes in an 18 pack and each water bottle is 33.8 ounces and it's only $9.99. But I just really love alkaline water, especially this brand. It's really pure and refreshing and helps my body stay alkaline. I'll also usually stop and get the Kirkland brand of vitamin water for Ralph since he likes a little bit more flavor. Okay, so next up is cauliflower rice. And this big bag comes with 5 smaller bags. And so they're, you know, ready to go. You just pop them in the microwave. It's usually about $7.99 for the entire bag. And if you think about it, one head of cauliflower at the grocery store is sometimes about $5. And so I really think this is a great deal since you're essentially getting 5 heads of cauliflower. But it's really versatile. I'll use it in my burrito bowls, eggs. It almost kind of resembles like a hash brown, and it just makes eggs more filling. And then I'll also eat it at times as a side, which is salt and pepper and some butter in there. Okay, next up is Thai Kitchen Organic Unsweetened Coconut Milk. And I know I've talked about this in a couple of other episodes before, but I just really love this stuff. And it comes in a 6-pack and it's usually only $7 to $9. I use it in my smoothies, in my bone broth, and anything else that I would normally use, like a heavy whipping cream, since I tend to try to stay dairy-free as much as possible. Hello, love. Have you been searching for some healthy keto products to give you that extra boost? Well, I'd love to share with you what's been working for me. If you go to cheriehaines.bulafit.com, you'll be able to find everything from Keto Fuel, which is an amazing meal replacement shake, to Keto Coffee, which is a delicious instant organic coffee, to the new and improved Burn Caps. If you've been experiencing cravings or low energy levels, trust me, love, you need these Burn Caps in your life. I've been using these incredible products for over 3 years now and know they played a huge part in my success. And I just want that for you too. Again, go to cheriehaines.bulafit.com and I'll have a link for you in the show notes. All right, so now we're getting closer to the front of the store where all of the snacks and candy and things like that are. So my next stop is to pick up some organic nuts. Usually I'll choose cashews and they run about $16.99 for a 2.5-pound container. Sometimes I'll also get macadamia nuts, and they happen to come in a resealable bag for $19.99. Now, I don't get macadamia nuts too often just because they tend to be my weakness. And once I start eating them, it's like eating popcorn, and I can definitely eat way more than the serving size. Not sure if y'all can relate. So cashews seem to be a better choice for me. I seem to be able to control myself a little bit better. All right, so my last stop, and this is probably one of my favorite new purchases that I found at Costco, but it's something called Chalk XO Keto Snaps. And so they run $8.99 for a big bag, 85% dark chocolate, and it has little bitty slivers of coconut, almonds, and some sea salt. It's USDA organic and keto certified. I personally love mine refrigerated. And each serving is two snaps, which each break into four smaller pieces. And I just feel this is perfect at the end of the meal if you're just looking for something, you know, kind of sweet to finish off the meal. They are 180 calories for both, 15 grams of fat, and only 3 net carbs. And personally, this is probably one of the best packaged desserts that I've found as far as quality of ingredients. I know I tend to enjoy those Atkin candies, but they aren't the highest quality in my opinion. And I think this is a much better option. Again, it's called Chalk XO Keto Snaps. But that pretty much wraps it up. Those tend to be the main things that I tend to purchase at Costco. And so hopefully this was helpful to you. I'd really love it if you would leave me a message in your review of any topics that you're interested in. Again, I'm here to serve you, and I just want these episodes to be valuable to you. Now, before we close, I just want to leave you with a verse to think about this week. I have a feeling it's something that maybe you need to hear and just would be, you know, helpful to keep in mind as you go through the rest of your week. So it comes from Psalm 145, verses 17 through 19. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. Would you go ahead and close with me in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today to say thank you. Thank you for providing us with such amazing food to nourish our bodies. Thank you for always being near. Thank you for fulfilling our desires. Thank you for hearing our cries and saving us. You are so good to us. Please be with us this week, as we know we will face challenges, but with you by our side, we have full confidence that we will persevere. We love you, Lord. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Before you go, love, I wanted to remind you that I am a certified health and life coach and would love the opportunity to work with you one-on-one if there's something that you're struggling with. Sometimes, if we are able to dig a little deeper into your personal situation, we can get to the root of the problem together. If you'd like more information, please send me an email at healthcoach.shariehaines@gmail.com. Bye for now, and I hope you have a blessed week in the Lord.